This is wild. This segment from Abby Phillips' roundtable last night is definitely worth breaking down because it's a prime example of how otherwise normal politicians, people who have had a career of being milquetoast, are now forced to embrace this Trumpian form of politics on live TV and defend the indefensible. The former New Hampshire governor, Chris Sununu, was never some whack job when he was in office or when he was running, but now, when he goes on TV, he's forced to defend conspiracy theories that Biden is a robot clone. When CNN puts up a timeline of Trump's baseless conspiracies, including the birther claims, Pizzagate, Bill Clinton killing Epstein, doubts the Paul Pelosi attack, then Chris Sununu doesn't have a good answer. You know, I don't want to waste any of your time. We'll talk about this. We'll talk about the congressional aide getting arrested and Chris Sununu being forced to defend it. But let's just start here.
You think the Democrats are conspiracy theorists? Nothing on Hunter Biden's laptop. Russia influenced the election. Both sides are definitely to blame. And when it comes to a robot, this would have been the worst functioning robot in history if Joe Biden was a robot. I mean, it must have been made and built in China. At a minimum.
Your argument is definitely fair in the sense that Democrats do believe in conspiracies, although I'm not sure the two examples are the best ones. The best one might be the fake Melania conspiracy, which Trump actually denounced in a post on social media. He says that the conspiracy was that there were Photoshop pictures of Melania claiming that it wasn't really her at his side. So that is also similar to the robot, I suppose.
You know, I really do like and respect Abby Phillips, but we needed a lot more pushback right there. The only equivalent would be if Joe Biden, while he was the president, was reposting conspiracy theories about Melania Trump. The only equivalent would be if Joe Biden had repeatedly floated conspiracy theories about January Sixers and BLM and every single hot topic of the week. That is what Trump does, yet there's no pushback on Chris Sununu. And Chris Sununu, the former governor of New Hampshire, is now trying to both sides this. I absolutely hate that argument. Again, Biden and top Democrats aren't floating these conspiracy theories in a top-down manner. You know, I even debated about this very thing on a panel last night. Check this out, then we'll go on to the next clip.
Adam, anything you want to say about all this?
One final point. Yeah. How can Biden be responsible for letting Solomon in if Biden was executed in 2020, according to Donald Trump?
But reposts on Truth don't mean endorsement. How about that?
Does it say that in his bio, or is he the president?
I think that's implicit. It doesn't say it in my bio, but I retweet stuff all the time that I don't endorse.
Got to be careful. I mean, he's a president. He's retweeting schizophrenic conspiracies.
I agree with you. Let's get Amber on our side on this one. Amber, do you agree that the president shouldn't be reposting things like that?
Yeah. I wish he just didn't repost, because his reposts are usually pretty wacky.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Sean tomorrow in the morning meeting how that kind of thing happens.
I mean, this is a Trump supporter right here, and they're all just like, dude, he needs to stop reposting this stuff. It is indefensible. I should have even come down harder right there and been like, yo, just say that it's like nearly schizophrenic. Here's a clip of ICE Chief defending agents in masks. Here's a clip of Chris Sununu also defending the agents in masks who broke into Representative Jerry Nadler's office. Now, before I even play this clip, let me just tell you, federal agents entered a congressional office without a warrant. They handcuffed a staffer. They violated multiple legal norms, and there were no outside circumstances that justify this. There was no riot, no threat that justified the entry. Now, the Department of Homeland Security is claiming the opposite. They're claiming that there was a threat. They're claiming that they were actually able to come in there and do that. But government agencies, government officials, can't force their way into a private political office with zero due process. That may violate the Fourth Amendment, the separation of powers. Nadler's staff even suggests this was retaliation for them scrutinizing ICE. So let's check this out. And let's check out Sununu, like, slipping and weaving around it. By the way, if you made it this far in the video, drop a like. I appreciate every single one of you.
We're here checking on something. We have the right to check. Stop resisting. You harboring rioters in the office.
That's a pretty extraordinary scene. A congressman's office.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was that scene? I don't even know what she's being arrested.
How about anyone's office?
Out of context.
Hold on. Okay. Just give me one second.
Wait, what did Sununu say? He doesn't even know what she's being arrested for. That's the entire point.
Office.
Mm-hmm. What was that scene? I don't even know what she's being arrested for.
How about anyone's office? Yeah.
Out of context.
That's the point. That's why it's terrifying.
Hold on. Okay. Just give me 1 second. The congressman's office was in a building where there were protests happening outside, and they came accusing these staffers of harboring a protester. One of the staffers asked for, do you have a warrant to come and search this office? And they said that we don't need a warrant, and subsequently arrested one of them. So, I mean, both of you, elected officials, I don't know if you can imagine something like that happening in your offices, but I've never seen anything quite like that, at least not recently.
I've had protesters arrested in my office.
No, yeah. Staffers. Staffers
look,
arrested.
These are young. Well, if they're breaking the law, I would...
What law? He doesn't know what law, he doesn't know what happened, he doesn't know it all. How could it be obstruction if they're in a private office, points out someone in the comments, which is true.
There's a Fourth Amendment, whether it's a congressman's office or not, what if someone shows up at your door? I'm an ICE agent. I want to come in and make sure I heard you might have an immigrant. The Fourth Amendment holds for ICE on internal enforcement, just like it does for policemen.
It sounds like obstruction. We're going to arrest somebody.
But she wasn't actually arrested. They detained her momentarily, and then they did ultimately release her. She was not arrested.
I'll tell you what's going on.
In the back of a car.
So she wasn't arrested. There was no actual reason. This is Chris Sununu tripping over himself on live TV to desperately defend Trump. It's absolutely insane. Without a warrant, without any imminent threat, without an invitation inside, they didn't have any of those. They didn't have an invitation. They had no clear legal authority via a warrant or via some sort of imminent threat, meaning that it was illegal to enter. And then when they detained the staffer, they let the staffer go, which is an implicit concession that, hey, the staffer actually didn't do anything. We're just handcuffing for public intimidation reasons. Here's Ro Khanna finally just calling out the Republican Party at the end of the panel.
But it never really bodes well. I tell corporate America, focus on your product and do the best you can.
Well, that's Governor Sununu comes from the live free or die state. That used to be the Republican Party. But George Will just had a column saying what's going on with the Republican Party. They're coming after corporations. They're coming after universities. They're coming after the civic sector. What happened to limited government? What happened to allowing companies to decide for themselves? So I think we need principled conservatives pushing back against the overreach.
The entire administration has been overreach, violating the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, violating the 14th Amendment, violating the First Amendment, stripping people's due process away. The entire admin has been overreach, whether it's targeting universities, trying to get them to bend the knee, or law firms, or students with visas, like individual students, or the media. It's absolutely absurd. And sometimes I wonder why CNN plays such both sides. I mean, CNN will have a MAGA Republican and a center-left liberal, and after they both make a point, the CNN host will go, those are both great points, and I see where you're both coming from, when you can't do that. There's a time and a place for seeing where somebody's coming from, and that's when we're all back in the same reality. Once we're all back in the same reality and we're talking to people who don't like hate gay and trans people, then you can be like, yo, I see where you're coming from. But when MAGA is this far out there, we got to start reeling them in aggressively. And that's what we're doing here. If you appreciate the movement we're building, the network we're building, drop a like, subscribe. You can be a part of it. We're going to keep growing it. Love you all, and peace out.